This weekend is going to be great, especially if you like cars, eagles, dinosaurs, and ice. Here's our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, with her list of things to do.
Thanks, Jennifer. And here I am, reporting for duty on the Things to Do desk. I'm here to free you from a dull weekend. So if the next 3 days are a blank canvas, I'm going to help you fill it in. The Philadelphia Car Show starts Friday, and you know what that means. Lots of chances to see sparkly new rides with all the bells and whistles. This year, over 20 car manufacturers are showing off their new designs and technological advancements. The ever-popular Custom Car Alley is back, so you can see how car enthusiasts get those ridiculously fly rides made.
What everybody's saying.
And if your pockets allow, there are still tickets available for the Black Tie Tailgate on Friday night. It benefits the Department of Nursing and Clinical Care at Children's Hospital, so if you have the dollars, it's a worthy cause to support. The auto show is at the Pennsylvania Convention Center through Sunday, February 5th. After all that walking around the convention center, you're going to want something to eat. Fortunately, it's Northern Liberty's Restaurant Week. You know how this goes by now. More than 20 neighborhood restaurants are offering prefix menus for multi-course meals. Lunch ranges from $10 to $15, and dinner goes from $15 to $40. And you get the same prices whether you dine in, take out, or have it delivered. But if you do want to dine in, make those reservations early. We'll have the link on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Northern Liberty's Restaurant Week goes through Sunday, February 5th. Years ago, millions of years ago, dinosaurs as big as apartment buildings walked the earth. We may have missed out on the Mesozoic era, but you can take the kids to Dinos After Dark at the Academy of the Sciences. It's on Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. You and the kids can check out all the special exhibits, including the 30-plus dinosaurs in Dinosaur Hall. The best part of the evening? It's pay as you wish. So round up all the kids in the neighborhood and get ready to have some fun.
It's a riveting murder mystery set in 1944 on a Louisiana Army base. And it tells a story about service, sacrifice, and identity in America.
That's the voice of actor Norm Lewis. He's the star of a soldier's play, which opened at the Forest Theater this week. Written in 1982 by Charles Fuller, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play was also made into a movie with Howard Rollins, Denzel Washington, and our own Patti LaBelle. It's back on stage, but only through Sunday, so get those tickets now.
Born of cold and winter air and mountain rain combining, this icy force both foul and fair as a frozen harbor lining.
It's icy all over. Well, not on the forecast, but in New Jersey and in Chestnut Hill. The Fire and Ice Festival is back on High Street in Mount Holly, New Jersey on Saturday. This marks a return for the annual festival that was first canceled by the pandemic and then by the blizzard of 22. Organizers promise an array of ice sculptures and a classic chili cook-off. The fest goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And across the bridge, Chestnut Hill on Ice is taking place on Friday and Saturday in the historic neighborhood. It has everything from curling, Canada's favorite winter sport, to an ice bar and an ice bonfire. Everything gets started on Friday night at 5 p.m. Some fiddling right there. That's the all-female band Della May, who'll be playing at the Philadelphia Folk Society's Roxboro venue on Sunday. The show starts at 7 p.m., but there's an interview beforehand with Kimber Ludeker, the band's co-founder. She's a two-time national fiddle champion, so I'm sure she'll have some interesting things to say. Plan to be there early. Tickets can be purchased online or at the door.
Coming at you with a little love from Philly, y'all.
We love G-Love and Special Sauce. He's a hometown hero that's been making quality music for a long time. And he's coming to the TLA on Friday night.
Electricity is flowing through me like the kite to the key. The money in cryptocurrency, feet is connected to the streets. No matter where I roam, the Santa Philly that's alive in my bones and my blood, that's a family tree.
The exclusive VIP preview show is already sold out, but you can still buy tickets to the main performance. It starts at 8 p.m. We hope we make you feel like a VIP every week, giving you a front row seat to the best of the weekend. It's about time for us to exit stage left, but first, you should know that there are two tribute bands in town this week. The Purple Experience comes to the Keswick on Friday night, paying tribute to my guy, Prince. And at City Winery on Saturday, Brown Sugar, the Rolling Stones tribute band, is on stage. We'll have times and tickets on our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find out about even more events. Just take me with you. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll leave you with the Stones and Start Me Up, because that's our weekend theme song, and we hope it holds true for our guys on the gridiron. The Eagles take on the 49ers at the Link on Sunday for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone, and go Birds!